Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And I want to talk to you about the origins of COVID-19, if I can, and I hope you'll find it interesting. And if you do, please remember to let me know at the end. Just hit the heart button. If you could do that, that'd be terrific. And of course, if you enjoy all the work we do here, all the podcasts we put out every day, please consider buying me a coffee, link below, or going to Donor Box and dropping a dollar or a pound in the Donor Box, links below. Right, so let's go back in time, shall we, to the beginning of 2020. And at that point, the stories were emerging, the rumours, the videos on social media in China, people dropping dead in the middle of the street, people wandering around in hazmat suits. And the drumbeat of fear was everywhere. And that eventually translated itself from January through to March into lockdown. And we know all of this. And the story that you've been fed is that, well, you see, what happened is this. There was a lab leak in the Wuhan lab, which was a virology lab, a top security level lab. And what happened was, somehow, we don't know how, anyway, they were doing some gain of function research and there, something was happening around coronaviruses, and SARS-CoV-2 escaped into the local community, and then, gosh, it spread around the world. And therefore, now they talked about the wet market too. Do you remember? Oh, well, you see, maybe it was the wet market. Maybe it was the fact that the Chinese eat so many things, so many animals, that it could have spread from a bat in a wet market, eating a bat or a pangolin or whatever in a wet market. Or maybe it emerged from the lab, from the Wuhan lab. But anyway, that was a story that was put out. And then, of course, there's been a lot of silence from it, from China, of course. China's denied that. There's been minimal research into whether or not did this happen, was there a lab leak. So let me tell you where I am in this. I don't believe there was a lab leak. Really, David? Well, where did it come from then? Where did what come from? COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2. Where did it come from? Well, to me, it came from the dark planning and the dark imaginations of those who wanted to engineer, to my mind, something that's a scamdemic into and pretend it was a real pandemic. You see, I don't believe there's such a thing as COVID-19 as such. I think there can be respiratory illnesses. Don't get me wrong. Don't just come at me. I think there can be respiratory illnesses people get for different reasons. But I don't believe COVID-19 is specifically one of those, because I don't think there's such a thing as COVID-19. And I think if you get yourself too wrapped up in this world of, well, you know, the Wuhan lab, we've got to punish the Chinese. Well, look, there's lots of reasons to punish the Chinese. I get that. But there's lots of reasons to punish the American government as well, isn't there? I don't think that the Chinese necessarily were the core culprits. Now, they did produce PSYOPs propaganda. They certainly did that. Nobody believes those scenes that we saw in the Chinese cities of people dropping over, because we know that sure as hell isn't what happens. If you get the cold or the bad flu, you don't fall over dead. So the Chinese were involved for sure, but I don't think the involvement actually constituted a leak of an alleged virus from their level 4 security lab in Wuhan. I don't think that. And I think if you get yourself wrapped up and, oh, well, I think it, I know, I'm in the, it was a bat from the wet market lobby. Or if you think, I'm in the, it was gain of function research in the Wuhan lab. I think that's probably on balance not the right way of looking at it. I certainly think that what was perpetrated on the world and simultaneously endorsed by all the governments was a monumental scam, a monumental psyops, you know, right off the scale, something we've never seen before, but something that could never have happened before. Because in order for this to have happened, this psyops, what you needed to have was all the factors, all the things in place. You know, you needed to have your dumbed down population. Well, we've certainly got that. You needed to have your Twitter, your Facebook, your social media. But yeah, which again just went with the narrative and banned anyone who challenged back. You needed to have that in place. You needed to have all your prostitutes in the mainstream media in place. Well, they've been there for a long time, but they were very, very dependent on money, and the government was able to feed them your taxes to shore up their bank accounts as they professionally lied to you for the last 2 and a bit years. So when you bring the confluence of all those things, I believe happened in 2020. And, you know, I guess we never seen it coming in the way that it came, but the whole distraction of, well, which scientist working in which part of the lab dropped the file with the COVID experimentation virus on it. I just don't believe that ever happened. I really, really don't. And whilst I am incredibly critical of China, and I'm on record as being an opponent of the CCP, I just think it's the wrong kind of thing to be wasting your time on. I think we need to understand how come that after 2.5 years, we've never had any evidence that the COVID-19, the SARS-CoV-2, has been isolated. We've seen the entire genome. We haven't. In fact, all the vaccines that have been originated, that have been pumped into people's arms with all the horrible effects that they've had, they've all been based on a genome sequence provided by China. So China certainly has provided alleged genome sequences. Oh, yeah, I know they've done that. And China did put up all that PSYOPs, you know, people falling over, dropping dead in the street. They did that as well. So China has got its fingerprints on this for absolute sure. But all I'm saying is that if at this point you think that COVID-19 is a thing, then I think I'm going to have to disagree with you. I don't think it is a thing at all. Thanks for listening.